I'm making a vote tomorrow night. That's why the shares have been changed from Tuesday, from Wednesday to Tuesday. It's start 8:30 officially. They told me 8:30, but I've been told that things don't mean what the. So if you want to be safe, come at 9 o'clock. I would say. If you want to want any crowds, you just want me to be there. And say, Mazel Tov, you can come at 8:30. Anyway, who doesn't want to come because they're scared of crowds? Personally. The boy is. His family is Australian, but he lands in extra fees in Hanaf Hershel. So, thank you. We'll be sharing only simples with each other. Maybe he'll come and take over. So, the recording is on. So we saw yesterday a chiddush in Geneva, defining Geneva. We know payment for stealing is considered a damage payment. Yeah, but we also added that was also a chiddush last, this the whole concept. Okay, but then we chiddush what is called Geneva. Geneva is only considered a ganav if you take something away from a person. Holding back somebody's item, that's not called ganeva. Taking somebody's item without the permission is called ganeva. Holding back somebody's item without permission is not called ganeva. He's not in the parsha of ganeva. Can't call him a ganeva for that. Payment is not the her in such a case because of ganeva. But if you happen to be a shomer and you hold back, then there's a discussion, why is that shomer paying? Is it because Hilchos Shomrim, because if he's a negligent shomer, he pays, then this is kosher paying under his negligence, if he's holding back somebody's item without permission, that's for sure negligence, and he's paying for the same negligence, also nothing to do with Geneva. Or, is the Torah Machadish, that even though normally Geneva is when you're taking, not holding back, but if your shomer is holding back, then you're called a gun. So that was the discussion of Chia and of Ushia. Everyone holds it small. No one holds it to a penalty. The shaila is the moment that you're paying. Is it because of you're called a ganav? The reason why you're making payments under this scenario for holding a shomer holding back his items he's supposed to be looking at, but he's holding it back and saying, hey, it's not here. And he has to pay because of such a claim. Is the reason because he's a regular ganav under that circumstances? That's the payment. That's Rabushia holds. Because he's a shomer, the Torah's machadish, since you are shomer who's holding back, you're a regular ganav. Because the halachas of shomer holding back, the Torah's machadish, here's a special thing. You can break the rule to be a ganav, you can be a ganav, even by holding back, because your shomer is holding back. So the halachas of shomer make you into a regular ganav, because that's the chiddush in the parsha of shomer. So shomer tells me the regular din of a ganav. That's what Rabbi Ushia has. So it's all included in shomer. This regular din of ganav is obviously included in shomer, because your shomer holds back is a regular ganav, and that's written in the parsha of shomer. If you're telling me a shomer who holds back, he has to pay because he's a regular ganav. He's a regular ganav. Now, obviously, you don't have to tell me a regular ganav has to pay because of being damaged. Because what you tell me, a shomer who's a regular ganav pays. So obviously, a regular ganav if you take it out of somebody's hands, obviously has to pay, and it's called the damage payment. Yeah. This is the chiddush parsha of geneva. The chiddush geneva has to pay, and he's considered a damager. So a regular ganav is not such a, he follows all the rules. His payment is, of course, a damage payment. Yes. Basically, it's written, included, you can work it out. So Rav Chiya said, no, this is nothing to do with a ganav. The ganav has to follow rules across the board. There's no exceptions. He calls back his never ganeva. Why is this shomer paying? It's going to be because of, this is included in negligent shomer, and there's no ganeva written there. Okay. That we saw yesterday. Now, let's look now at Menasseh. One of the lists that we said that Rav Chiya has added is Menasseh, which is, means Tavo Zora took somebody's wine, he could drink it, he's Menasseh, he makes an offer for Hanor, and what did he do? Let's see just what did he do. Look at Rashi. Rashi on the Dalet on the base. Rashi says, Menasseh, the end of the line, let's go. Look, before we look at Rashi, look at the bottom Tosis. It's easier to find the bottom Tosis, then we look at Rashi. Bottom Tosis. Rashi Tosis says, Menasseh, Pelivi Bon Zikim. There's a machlokus in the Gemara in Gittin. What exactly did he do by Menasseh? Chad Oma Menasseh Mamish. One opinion is that he took the wine and he did the Avodah Zorah. He's not Ruvin to Avodah Zorah, the wine, somebody's wine. Ruvin took Shimon's wine and Ruvin with Shimon's wine, not Ruvin to Avodah Zorah, swished it around to Avodah Zorah and did Avodah Zorah with it. And the Mela, it became Osmanah, like anything, any carbon of Avodah Zorah. Any carbon of the Zorah, now, if you muck with something of the Zorah, the actual animal which you've been muck with, the item you've been muck with becomes Osmanah. Yeah, that was the whole issue with Shaitos, because you're making the hair, the Indian hair becomes Osmanah, you can't wear it. That was the whole issue. So here, anyway, the Tapravus, the Zorah becomes Osmanah. And this is what Manasseh meant. He wished around his finger with Kavona to serve the Zorah, which is Piper. A version of the Zorah, and then it becomes the wine itself now becomes halacha of Osmana. Yeah, that's one opinion. Max, you got a question? We're going to discuss a bit, we're going to touch on that, so see if we'll touch that basis. That's one opinion, that's what he did. Chadoma says Tosis Ma'ariv. What's Ma'ariv? He took Avodah Zorah wine. He found Avodah Zorah wine. He went to Shimon's wine and he poured Avodah Zorah wine into Shimon's wine. So he didn't actually do Avodah with Shimon's wine. He took Avodah Zorah wine, which is also a lot, and mixed it. Now, can you drink Shimon's wine? Can you use Shimon's wine? Not because, not because Shimon's wine is also, because there's Issa mixed inside. Because he put Issa inside, now it's made it useless. No bitter, no bitter, no, there's no issue of bitter. So there's a demonstration of Pshatim is that he actually made the wine of Shimon also, by not. Or he made wine, the wine of Shimon not usable because he put Issa or not in. That's the two opinions. So you've got those two opinions here, you can learn those two opinions, you could be applicable over here, whichever one you hold there, you hold over here. Yeah. Look at Rashi. Rashi, we have a bit of a problem. You go to Rashi Manasseh, it's in the wide lines of the Rashi print, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up. 8 lines up, at towards the end of the line. 8 lines up from the bottom, towards the end of the line. Three words from the end of the line, it's called Menasseh. That's the last word of the line of Rashi is La'avodah Zorah. La'avodah Zorah is the last word. Everyone got it? Okay. So it says Menasseh. How does Rashi explain this? Rashi says, Menasseh, you have to read the title with the Rashi. Menasseh Yayin La'avodah Zorah. He is Menasseh. He offers up the wine to Avodah Zorah. So first Rashi is choosing one of the Shatim. So he's saying, you actually made his, Reuben made Shimon's wine into a Bigzon. Okay. Ubisakhtis Gitin, and then over there, Mefarsha Milo Komne Bizarabi. And in Gemara and Gitin, we explain how can you pay? Why are you making, you're saying Reuben has to pay for damages. Yeah, for doing this to Shimon's ring. Why pay for damages? Because when Reuven does an Avodah Zorah activity, what's the halach that somebody does Avodah Zorah? What's his punishment? Death. So normally, if you do one action, and there's a death penalty, and also you're damaging something at the same time, there's a halach, we know, kim lebe zaran, eh? You only get the death penalty, and you don't get the chiv to pay. So, Rashi is saying, here we're saying, Menachsech, Reuven makes the Avodah Zorah wine, makes all the wine of Shuma of Osavar Nob, I've been doing Avodah Zorah, and he has to pay, and it's called damage payments. So Rashi says, well, why is it not Komleit and Rabbanei? Why do you have to pay at all? You should just get the death penalty. So he says, look in Gittin, explains over there. Yeah, Gittin discusses it, and Gittin will solve the problem. Now, got questions on Rashi. We've got three basic questions on Rashi. If you look at the first Mar Mokum on the page I gave out, let us read the Gemara and Gittin. Gemara and Gittin, which Tosis is quoting, there's two opinions. Look at over there, what it says in the Gemara over there. It says in the Gemara and Gittin, there's a Mishnah, the Gemara over there, it says like this. Masvishan. Hamatame, Manasseh. Yeah, Reuben does this to some of these items, and one of them he's Manasseh. Bishogu is Bot. Okay, we'll get into that. But Mason, he has to pay. If he does it, he has to pay. There's a case where he has to pay. The Manasseh. Now, Itzman, Manasseh. What did he do when he did Manasseh? So Rav says, Rav, Manasseh Mamish. He Mamish took the wine, and he muckered it over the Zohar. Okay, that's the opinion. He made the wine of Shimon Avodah Zorah. Shmuel says, Ma'ariv. He didn't make it Avodah Zorah. He puts Issa inside the wine of Shimon. The Issa Avodah Zorah wine, he puts inside Shimon's wine. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, we've got two opinions. So the Gemara then asks, Manda Omer Ma'ariv. Shmuel, who says he didn't ma'ariv it up. He just mixed. My time alone, nothing. Why didn't he like the opinion which says he was marked with the Avodah Zorah? Why didn't he like that? Why do you have to say it's mixed? Just marked with the Avodah Zorah. Why didn't he say that? He said, I can't say he did Avodah Zorah with Shimon. Reuven did Avodah Zorah with Shimon's wife and he pays. He doesn't pay. He gets the death penalty. He would not be hived. He would be hived to pay. He gets the death penalty. That's why I have to find a scenario where he's doing something which is not hived. And he's damaging. How do you do that? You take a Avodah Zorah wine. Someone made the Avodah Zorah wine. All he did, he poured it into Shimon's wine. He made Shimon's wine. Also, there's no chiyuvis in that. And he pays because he damages. That's Shimon. That's Shmuel. Okay. The Idzik. Okay. So now, the other Mandara, who said he did Masek, he did do Avodah Zorah on this wine. So what about Komnei Zerabli? Why are you paying? Which is Rashi saying, this is what you're supposed to look at, this Gemara. You're supposed to, you see the answer. Why don't you pay? Why do you pay? There should be Chiyuv Misa. You should be Chayav Misa and not pay. Why are you paying if you're doing Avodah Zorah? Rashi says this is, look, over here, this is the answer. What did he say? Kid Rabbi Yirmiyah. Oh, because I've got the answer of Rabbi Yirmiyah. What did Rabbi Yirmiyah say? The Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishas Hagbar. Mishas Hagbar, he picks up. He's going to Manasseh. It's a process to Manasseh. So what did he do? He picks up the wine first. At that stage, before he's done any mitzvah, before he's done anything, what's he done? Reuven, with permission, took Shimon's wine, without permission? What's halacha if you take somebody's item without permission? What you called, like we defined at the beginning? Ganav. So it says Rabbi Yoma, he's already a ganav before he does avodah zarah, and then he does nisuf, and then he makes an osa bahamah. He does the issa deraisa of avodah zarah, which is chayav nisuf, and now can't be returned. Up until then, he was a thief, and he's hired to return the item. And if he doesn't return the item, he has to pay. And now, it can't be returned, because he now goes to the next stage and makes it off on off. So now, he gets two penalties. He has to pay and get chayav nisuf. Why? Because they didn't happen at the same time. He is already chayav in paying as soon as he picked it up, before he's chayav nisuf. And he only came chayav nisuf the next stage when he was menasech makrivit to avodah zarah. And then, so that's my answer. Menasech is a case where he mamishes nisuf, and he still has to pay for damages. What's the damage payment? What's the under? What category of damage payment? According to this interpretation, what's the damage payment? Geneva. You're paying when you do nisuf, according to Rav, because you are a Thomas. That's why you're doing it. You have to pick it up. Now. So now we've got a problem. So we've got a few problems in Russia. What's the few problems in Russia? Like Rashi says, which of the two? Rav Ushman. Is it talking about where he did, when it says Manasseh in Baba Kama, is it talking about where he did avodah zarah with the wine? We're talking about he took avodah zarah wine and mixed it in Shabbos. Which one did Rashi say? He did avodah zarah wine. Okay. So Rashi says, what about Kim Lehman Rabbi? Rashi says, I said, what, you're chayav nisuf, why are you paying? So what did Rashi say? Look at Gibson, there's the answer. Okay. So I look at that, I've got the answer. So the end of the day, according to why is somebody menasech have to pay? Why does it so? He's menasech mamish the wine. He makes the awesome mamish. Why does he pay? In the same because of which category? Ganus. So the reason why he's paying is because he's a ganus. He already says, Rav Chiya already says, whenever you do ganus, you have to pay. So why are you adding menasech? Menasech is the regular case of a ganus. Menasseh is Geneva. That's a regular case of Geneva. So why do Rav Chiya says, you know, we've got an extra 11, and 11, one of them is a gun of Gazan and Menasseh. Menasseh is nothing. Menasseh is not a category by itself. Menasseh is just a example of Geneva. When you say the gun is a damage payment, and you say that's a gun. Yeah. So what's Menasseh? Menasseh is also a Geneva. Question number one on Rashi. Kasha number two, Rashi. There's two opinions in the Gemara, Gitzin. Why is he doctor choosing one? Well, what's wrong? There's two opinions, the Rav and Shmuel. Where, and Tosafot said each one could fit into our sugya. So why does Rashi choose the opinion of Rav, of Dafka Manasseh? So the other opinion that he damaged it by talking of it, so I mix it. It could also be Rashi, yeah, the fit in. Guys, yeah. That's second question. Third question. Yeah. What? He also asked that Manasseh means that Mamish avodah zarah, and he's already a ganav as he picks it up, and that's why he's paying by Manasseh, because he's a regular ganav. So now we've got a problem. So what's the next question? Only Manasseh avodah zarah. Yeah. Okay. Third question. What's the third question? Third question is like this. Third question is possible like this. If you, there's a possibility to suggest an answer why Rashi chose Dafka Manasseh, a case of Avodah Zarah. Why? Why is mixing not such a good example? Why is mixing not such a good example? So, if you look at the continuation of Rashi, he seems to explain to us why he chose Manasseh. Let's go back to that Rashi continue. He says, everyone's got it? Well, I have to marry Mokka. Everyone's got it? Okay. So Rashi continues along. Matame, Madame Manasseh, looks to Bandya. You know, these three cases are not actually written beferish in the Torah. If you look at the others, nevertheless, they're the others. Shabakal Nezek came because they included in the, what is written in the Torah, called Nezek, damages. Nezek, Molden, Slipator, and that is written in the Torah. Maka, Nefesh, Behemish, Shalmelu. That's if you damage something, you have to pay. And that's Manasseh is damaging something, you pay damages. Then he says, Manasseh is a yayin. When the Gemara talks about Nisach is a yayin as being damage payments, you can't say that you took Yain Nesach and mixed it with Shimon's wine. You can't say the other Peshat. Why? Why can't you say the other Peshat? The look of the Kasri for the mixing, because that's not called damaging. Because you're not damaging it. By taking a Avodah Zarah wine and mixing in Shimon's wine, that's not called damaging. Why? Because he can still use it. What can he do? He can take the wine, which is a mixture of regular wine and Yain Nesach, and he can sell it to a goy and get the going rate price of his wine besides the value of the next. So let's put figures. His wine is worth $100. You add the Yain Nesach to it, which is a further $20. So the whole thing together, his wine with the Yain Nesach wine is $120. Has he damaged? No, because now the owner of the wine called Shimon can take this $120 wine, go to a goy and say, I'll give you a deal. Give me $100 and you can have this wine. And the goy buys it, gives him $100. At the end of the day, Shimon hasn't lost anything because he had $100. He's still got $100. And he didn't get hung off from this. This is, I have hung off from you. I know so. I didn't get hung off from you. I got hung off from my wine, which is not awesome. I had $100, which is not awesome. Mixed $20 worth of ether into it, and sold it, instead of 120, what it is together now, I sold it at 100, so I'm getting hanar of $100 out of this mixture, and $100 is takamuta here. It's only $20, which is awesome. So therefore, you didn't make an offer, you didn't damage me. And therefore, you're not hired to pay. You didn't damage, you're not hired to pay. So Rashi says, it is saying this is damaging. You have to be talking about a scenario where you're taking his item and making it useless and not being able to get any halal out of that. That means you have to take his wine and make his heter wine, Shimon's heter wine, osa by actually muck with his wine. So now comes osa, now talk it's useless. You've taken his $100 wine and he can't get any halal out of it. That's called damage. So Rashi's explaining why I'm choosing one of the two shots now, I'm choosing only one of them, because in the Hilchos damages, claim of damages, you're only chayav if you're damaged. And the only case of damaging is in the case where you stop him getting the monetary benefit out of his item. I didn't stop him if I mix, only if I make it out of it. That's what Rashi says. So Mr. Welling, there's no issa for Goy to have hanar from Avodah Zarah. The issa for Goy to do Avodah Zarah. But anything else, there's no halachos of hanar for Goy. Hanar from Avodah Zarah is only by Jews. Once he owns it, he can do bittul, but then maybe there's a din d'rabbanan that doesn't recognize it if it was once in the hand of a Jew. Okay? I'm not sure I didn't show this. Yeah, there's some hot locus here. We're not going to discuss places over here, as we do during the week. Tosis is left to Shabbos. During the week, we're trying to understand Rashi's mahalach. Rashi is saying, if they're saying he's tried to pay damages, it can only be one of those two stories where he's damaging. So only one case of damaging when he can't use it. The only case he can't use it is if you, he makes that something up on his own. Yes, Mr. Goffman. And okay, who says you can't? Who says you can't? Who are you talking about? We're talking about, to point to Rashi, we're talking about case, it's useless. No, no, no. Can't, it's not to say totally damaged. What's the case? You made the whole thing of Odin's Zohar, it has no value at all. You can't sell even one drop. That's the case. Okay, so. So there's a discussion how to small get round Rashi's problem that says that when we do Gittin, if we ever do Gittin, the answer is well, the Chorot says into a bond on his own, the whole spins in Shmuel. Okay. Now, so Rashi says that we're saying Chayav and Agama Baba Kama for damaging, and that can only be the scenario of. That's a quote. So Rashi's answer is one of our questions. Why do you choose? Okay. Bit of a problem now. Got a problem. What's the data? There's three cases. Matame, making something tame. Madama and Manasa. So we discussed Manasa. What's Madama? What's Madama? What was the case of Matama? Putting Shurim into Chulim. Okay. Let's see what Rashi. Rashi, let's speak out clearly. Not so much on Dalad on Basi. It says, well, Chuma B'chulim. Okay, that's fine. Rashi speaks it out. Very clearly on Hey on Madad, also on the Gemara we've done, but there's Rashi there Madad. If you look at Rashi in the Dhamma, which is halfway down the page, I would say, in line with Tosis Dibura. If you go across to Rashi, you probably hit Madad, Rashi. The beginning of Rashi's, the line of Rashi is Mishum, Sa Mishum. The first line of Rashi, words on the Rashi line is Mishum. The end of that line, the last words on the line is mine. Everyone's got it? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Anyone says no? I can say right. Madama. Everyone's got it? So Rashi says, what's Madama? Ma'arim, he says, speak out exactly what you did. Ma'arim Truman, you took Truman, you mixed Truman in Chulim. You mixed the Truman in the Chulim. Shokhaber. Dahashta, now, Menzavile Bazul, he can sell it. But it's much cheaper. Much cheaper. Because the only person who can eat this mixture, Madama, the only person who can eat this mixture is a Kohen. So therefore, less markets. So obviously, less price. Less demand. Only time for hobby. Yeah? No one else in this room can eat it. Gabriel, this room, I say. Avi, only shout to Avi. So therefore, the value goes down. The value goes down. So you damaged it. What? Even though he can use it, he can sell it, but it's less value because the market for such a thing is less demand. Only Kodim can use it. So it's damaged. Now, all of them ask the question, why did Rashi say by Manasseh that it can't be talking about you mix Yain Nesach into his good wine? Because you didn't damage Rashi said. Because you can still sell it. Well, what are you talking about? You still damaged it because you've got less of a market. You've got less of a market. Because who can you sell the Yain Nesach mixture wine to? Who can you sell it to? Only Goyim. You've knocked out all the markets for Jews. So therefore, it's gone. So it's gone down in value. So it's gone down in volume. It's damaging. Like he says to Ibrahim Matabah. So, a bit of a steer in Rashi.
They say, what's the difference? Madama is called Masik because you are the lesser of the Masik. The Nasik is not called Masik, even though you've got less of Masik. In the only case of Masik, if you manage to make it awesome, why? Yeah? And of course, that's what Tosfos answers. So that's the answer. So you can say even Nasik can be mixture because it can be damaging because you're the rest of the market. Yeah, so now we understand it. But now we go back to Rashi. Rashi, why are you saying it's not energy? It can only make two minutes. That's the question, Rashi. Rashi is saying, there's two pshatim in Gitzin. Let's go back to the structure of Rashi. Two pshatim in Gitzin. I'm going to choose one. The other one, I'm not going to choose because it's not called damaging. What's the other one? Mixing Yain Nesa into his wine. The other pshatim there is not possible over here because that's not called damaging. And we're asking, it is damaging because you've got less of a market and you've now got less value. He is. Yeah, so what, let me give figures. Let's go back to going to what is Madama Rashi. Let's give figures. He had $100. He now adds $20 a yain nesek into it. That's 120, yes. 120. And now, but he can only send it to Goyim. He can only send it to Goyim as a mix of Jewish wine. And I think 120 thing you can only send to a goy, and therefore he's not going to get even $100. The goy wouldn't even agree to give $100. He wouldn't even agree to give $100. He wouldn't, even though he's got 120, because you know. I tell you what, the goy cares. Goy cares. Goy. There's two reasons. I can tell you a Balabatish answer, which you can get. I can tell you a long answer. The Balabasha answer is that maybe it's only applicable nowadays to say such words. Jewish wine is useless rubbish. Yes. And the goy, quality wise. Yes. In the eyes of the connoisseur world, of the goyish connoisseur world. Yes. No Jewish wine comes to compare in the connoisseur world in any of the levels of judgment. So therefore, he says, the Jewish wine for the Jewish market is probably worth $100. For the goy, the Jewish wine from Lachachila was only worth $50. Yeah? So adding $20, only give him $70. Okay, that's just a Balabatish type scenario, which is a bigger one now. Okay, those days, you maybe can't say that because it's the processing and the ideas that have changed. Now, a longest type of answer was, it's goy, meaning, is there good to be said? I know you're in a difficult position. We are going to manipulate your difficult situation and therefore force you to give me a deal that's not going to be good. Yes? Yeah? I don't want you to. I know you don't want to lose, but I have the ability to save you from losing. So, but let you, let you make a little loss instead of making a total loss. So, I'll buy it for $90. So, you start and still lose that. That's more of a logistic answer. Any case, these are the questions asked. What's the difference between points of answer? The Dhamma and the Nasa. Okay. Is there a question? Yes. Okay, that's more of a Balabhatish answer. There's answers like that, and this market hasn't done so much as in the case of the Dhamma, because the Kohen is a very narrow market, going with a bit broader market. Okay, that's like a figuring type of, I might say a type of question. Yeah, type of, there's less damage, less change of it. Okay. Now, we're going to see another Rashi. And I'll probably stop it there. Maybe I'll just say one more thing after that, and then we'll concentrate on the answer on Thursday. So we'll do one more Rashi. So we've got now a problem with Rashi. Yeah, he's choosing one for sure. When he doesn't need to choose one pshat, because his logic he gave to choose that one pshat, he himself says it's not logic, it's not true when it comes to Madama. That's our question. Now, if you go also, the following Rashi in Hey Amadala, just after that, Madama Rashi, there's a Rashi Manasseh. And therefore, yeah, the same day, last, everyone got it. So he says Manasseh. Yeah, it's also talking about Manasseh. Rashi says over there, he stresses again,
he actually did avodah zarah with this wine. He's makrivit avodah zarah. And then you add something which you haven't seen up to now. He says like this: Hoyle, since he did a physical action in the actual wine itself. Now, what does Rashi mean by that? I know what Nisuch is. He's not going to Avodah Zarah wine to himself. And he says, it's Asa Bahana, because he did a physical action in the wine. What does he mean by that? Why? What does he mean? Just what those words mean before we ask the next question. So let's look at the next Mara Mokum on your sheets. That says the following command, and we'll stop with this command Chulin, and then we'll summarize where we're holding. Says the Gemara Chulin. So try and understand what Rashi actually means. He did a physical action. Says the Gemara Chulin over there. Amar Rav Huna, Choysa behemus chaveru vutsa lifnei avodas kachovim. There was a behema, Reuven saw Shimon's behema, and it was crouching in front of an idol. In front of an idol, the animal. So it happened to be sitting in front of an idol. What did Reuven do to that animal? Shochet bo'simna. He took a sheath knife and he shechted the animal of Shimon's with kavana for that avodah zarah. He shechted. He did an avodah la avodah zarah. He shechted the animal of Shimon to that pestle, that avodah zarah in front of it. Osra. He's now made that animal osra. Why? Well, there's a cloud which Amatzis says at the beginning of the ship. Ein Odom Osa Dover She'ena Shalom. You can't make Osa something that doesn't belong to you. That's like a cloud which has. It's not yours. You can't make an Osa. How can Reuven make Shimon's behema Osa by settling it somewhere as well? He's making somebody else's animal Osa. Because against that rule. That's the Gemara's question. Because he holds of a statement of Ula, Omar Pyokhan, that's Avabi Sha'oma Hamashtacha Vala Behemus Rabbeinu Lo Osa. Even though we say if Reuven bowed down to the Shimon's animal in a fashion that he's saying, you animal, you cow, is the Avodah Zarah. Normally, if you do that, you make the Osman, or you make it into a pestle. Lo Osa, you can't make it to an idol because of this rule. Ein Odom Osa Dover Shein Shlo. So if you bow down to it, you want to make it to an idol. Since it's not your animal, you can't make it to an idol. And therefore it's not Osa because Ein Odom Osa Shlo. But the shefting is different. You can make it Osa by shefting. Why? Osa B'maisa Osa. If you do action, an ID to the two. Your Shimon's animal, for avodah zarah, that can make an os. I mean, the rule is, en odom osa dova sheino shemo, ena ayidei meister. He can't make an os to somebody else's item unless he actually does an action to that item. That's the rule, then he can make an os. Now, knowing that, we can now go back to Rashi by us. What's Rashi's word mean? Rashi word senses. Osa bahano. If he does nisuch, he takes Reuven takes Shimon's wine, and he offers it up, does nisuch to with that wine to avodah zarah. It's awesome. Aye, ein odom osa dover she'ena shelo. Like a Masi asking, so he says, Hoyle, why is it awesome? Since the ovid be meisa begufa deyayin. The reason why it's osa, normally you can't make osa, but here Nisuch makes it osa because it's not just bound down. He actually did an action to the wine. He mixed it, he stirred it, true of it as well. So therefore, it actually makes it osa. Okay, fine. So now, what? The evil wants him. Evil wants him. Evil wants him. That. Hey, we're going to finish off with this question on Rashi.
Okay, Rashi, you're telling me you did this. How do you do this? You mixed it. Because that's how you can make an awesome one. No, fine.
Let's ask this question on Rashi, but on top of the other questions you asked. The Gemara we start from Gittin says, why are you chayev when you do nisach yayin on the wine itself? Why are you chayev? Because you got, you picked it up. That's why you chayev. Yeah. Rashi by us is saying, how do you make it osah b'hano? You can't make somebody else's item osah b'hano. He has to actually do an action into it, stir it. So the question we're asking is, the Gemara Gittin didn't mention this to that mixing. He just says, pick it up. You can't have done this like every case of something done. Why is Rashi not only picking one of those two pshatim? He says it's not mixing, it's nisach. Not only he picks one of the two pshatim, he doesn't even. He says differently from that Peshat in the Gemara and Gittin. Gittin doesn't talk about how he did the Nisus. I'm not interested in how he did it. He just picked it up. Five, that's it, you're gone. Here, Rashi says, you have to Nisus it, it's not good enough to pick up. You have to then Nisus it with an action and then we get into damages. So why, not only Rashi is only choosing one of the two pshatim, but both are sire, and both could be considered damages, he's choosing one. The one which he's choosing, the nisach one, he's even explaining it differently to how the Gemara Gittin explains it. The Gemara Gittin says you're chayav because you picked up and it's done. I don't care what happens afterwards, really. Whereas here, Rashi's telling us, I have to know how you do the nisach, and it has to be a physical action, and then we can get you for damages. So, good point. I haven't got time to answer that. That's our next one, Mark Malcolm. We'll discuss this on Thursday. We'll go back to this question which you just asked. But at the end of the day, Rashi, the question we have on Rashi to figure out is he's choosing one of the two pshatim. When both pshatim are shy, even according to himself, that Abu Shatim mixing shy to be called damages. And why, therefore, is he ignoring that? And he says that because he can't block damages. What do you mean it's not damages? You said it is damages by divine. Mazame is damages. Why mixing of it is not damages? That's the main question we have. And we have Rishi Rashi bring up this chart of mixing, which is Lulu of Kulin. Yeah? And we want to know why is he mentioning this when it's not mentioned in the beginning. We'll explain the second question a bit more next time beginning to share, and we'll finish off with trying to answer this. Okay.